Here at the NFL Scouting Combine, joined by head coach Bill O'Brien. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing great, guys. How are you guys?
Great to visit with you. So here we are again, evaluating the Pajama Olympics, or however you refer to it.
The underwear show.
Yes.
No, there's a lot of benefit. I mean, you know, there is. I think there with the medical, with the physicals, and then, you know, obviously the interviews, there's a lot of benefit. But, you know, some of the drills on the field, I mean, I've always said, like, not really like live football, but you know, you can see some things there.
What's the most helpful one?
You know, I think running a straight line as fast as you can is one thing. That's a measurable that, you know, will always, it has stood the test of time, the 40-yard dash. But I think the ones where you're having to change direction, the three cone, the shuttle, all those things, those are important, you know, parts of your evaluation of the player.
How does it change not having a first or second? Now we know why you don't have a first or second. Number four is a good reason why.
Yeah.
But how does it change anything here because you don't have a first or second round pick?
You know, like I've always said, I think in the first round, if you make a mistake in the first round, you got a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I think the first rounders are guys that you have to do your work on them. You have to do your due diligence on them. But I think once you get into the middle of the second and then now all the way through third, fourth, and down the road there, you really have to, you know, put your due diligence into the tape. The school visit, you know, bringing him onto campus, the combine interview, you know, how much of football does he know? It's not like it requires more work, but maybe it's a little bit more time consuming than those first rounders.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. That was fun.
We haven't visited with you formally since the introductory press conference, so just take us back to how things are going overall, adjusting and everything.
So since the press conference, naturally the Senior Bowl took place and we coached in it, which was a great advantage and opportunity for our coaches and scouts to descend on Mobile and gain great access and information to the players. Number two was evaluate our roster, you know, start diving into evaluating, you know, what we have, what we need offensively, defensively, and especially fourth down and special teams. And then number three was getting ready for our free agency meetings and our draft meetings. So it's been a whirlwind of a month in terms of our preparation, but it was an organized plan and doing it with the coaches as well. So it's been a partnership between our scouts and coaches going through our free agency meetings. We just completed our pre-combine February meetings, which lasted 2 weeks, and here we are in Indy.
Brian, what do you think of the evolution of the combine and all this growth?
Well, I try to keep my focus on players.
Yeah.
and the evaluative part of it. I know there's a big part of this that's important for the league and the growth of our sport and the popularity of our sport. Hopefully it's a reflection of how popular it is in our culture today, but just try to keep my focus on the players and the evaluative portion of it. There's a lot of work to get done here
right.
in 6 or 7 days, and it's not just the evaluative part. It's the interviews. It's the medical. It's the all-encompassing evaluation.
All right, Brian, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck.
Appreciate you.